This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People confirmed dead from that collapse of that condo in Miami. So sad. The Trump Organization rumbling that they might be charged with tax crimes on Thursday. Bill Cosby, huge news.
All right, here we go. Part two. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great holiday week wherever you are. I know a lot of people have taken off, so some of you may have already hit the road, or some of you are hanging around, as it were. So here's the deal. It's about what's happening in Miami, and I was saying it there, the condo collapse. I mean, it's still the thing that people are buzzing about. We're also talking about the Trump Organization and what happened today arrest-wise with some charges from this Trump Organization indictment. So, of course, we're going to dive into that as well. And how about this? The last U.S. troops are set to leave Bagram Air Force Base. That's happening as the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is very close to completion. Wow. We knew this. We've talked about it. We've had people on, but now the day is here, and so quickly, just like that, I think about time. I say thumbs up to that because of how Afghanistan has become that forgotten war for far too many. And with July 4th coming up, it certainly reminds me of that when I think of Independence Day and I think of sacrifices that so many have made when it comes to serving this great country. In fact, I'm really excited to introduce you to Robert Janicki coming up in our third segment here in this hour. He is a Vietnam vet who was part of the Tet Offensive, and he has helped so many veterans with what happened to them when they came back from Vietnam, and in dealing and processing still what happened there and how they were treated at home and what it was like to go through that. So we'll chat with him. Plus, Michelle Welch is going to join us. She's going to join us and talk about hypnosis in law enforcement and why that's significant and what happened in the state of Texas to kind of change the game, or could have changed the game, but it did in a much different way. But as I said, and you heard me start off there, the Surfside building was placed under administrative review in early 2019. And so while they're making plans to demolish the still standing structure at the Surfside collapse site, that's the latest of what the mayor is saying there, the questions that abound have not been answered. And that's not a surprise, because you have a lot of people in that, still in that panic mode, who are freaked by the loss of so much life, and that rescue effort is now becoming, well, it looks like we're going to demolish what's left, and they're still hoping to recover more bodies too, you know, in the meantime. For breaking news, I mentioned this briefly. I want to give you more of the details on the Trump Organization. This may be a shocker, although in New York they were digging around and trying to nail the former president with something, you know, in the past 2 years. And it really looked like, okay, we keep hearing the possible criminal charges were being thrown around. Well, this time this is exactly what it is. On Thursday, prosecutors announced tax fraud charges against his namesake company and one of his most loyal executives. I talked about this the other day. Alan Weiselberg is his name. He's the company's longtime chief financial officer. The largest beneficiary, supposedly, of this scheme is what the prosecutors are saying. It allowed him to get $1.76 million in untaxed income. So off the books is the term that they're looking at. hundreds of thousands of dollars of state and federal taxes are part of this whole indictment, and the charges are a result of a joint investigation by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance and New York Attorney General James. And it doesn't directly implicate the former president, too, by the way, because I think there was some confusion when the story first came out that this was it and they were going to get Donald Trump. And I heard some stories like that and I thought, wow, am I missing something? And it is related to the company, but not him. So you have like Eric Trump, who is saying the family is not charged because there's nothing to charge them with. And in fact, he told Greg Kelly that it's no mystery. Well, guest host Eric Bowling, who was guest hosting Greg Kelly's show, he said it's not a mystery as to what happened here. He said, if you think going through 3.5 million pages over the past 4 years, which they did, they found a single thing on Donald Trump. They did not. It's crazy is what he's saying, because there is nothing there, and just said that we're really a really good company. We're the best in the world at what they do. Prosecutors say it's about the fact that taxes weren't paid. So look out to see how this all ends up. The blaring headlines and a lot of the allegations that have been thrown out, it just kept seeming as though, okay, this is what they're going to try to do in New York, and it didn't happen that it was Trump. It was the CFO. So the criminal charges raise questions, though, about what the former president knew and whether he was involved in what happened here in his company, and that's what that's what the takeaway from this is. The biggest potential implication is that this is the beginning of a larger investigation. The former president, who was speaking during a visit to the border wall just a few days ago, said that, that there's always been a witch hunt that's been going on. So, like I mentioned, this is, handcuffs leading him off, lots of allegations, and taxes, and kickbacks, and what does it ultimately mean for the former president, if anything, because the former president has already spent weeks attacking the prosecution and downplaying the allegations against him and his company, saying in New York, radical left prosecutors are right now spending vast amount of time and money threatening families and trying to destroy the lives of innocent people, really, really good people. And I think that's pretty much going to be the narrative as this all unfolds. But it is a huge story, obviously, when you look at, what that indictment means and what is the takeaway from it. It is about tax evasion, and that is the go-to charge, at least for the inner circle of the Trump organization at this point. All right, I mentioned the last U.S. troops. This is a very big story. The departure is the end of the American presence at the sprawling compound that became really the center of military power in Afghanistan. The full withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country is not complete, but expected very, very soon, getting closer and closer and closer to that. Coming up next, hypnosis and law enforcement. We're talking about it.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Hey, thanks everybody for hanging with us on a holiday week. From coast to coast, a big shout out to all our great affiliates. It's been an incredible 2021, and I thank you for all of that response. All right, speaking of response, this is a big story. Hypnosis and law enforcement. And maybe some of you understand what this means. Testimony based on hypnosis. That's something that's been happening across the U.S., or has it been? Texas, it's interesting. Senate Bill 281 got a lot of bipartisan support, and then it was vetoed by Governor Greg Abbott. It was a bill that would have banned people who have been hypnotized from testifying in a criminal trial. So you look at this, and Texas is one of the few states that trains and promotes the use of hypnosis among law enforcement officers. Dozens of women and men in Texas have been sent to prison, some to death row even, based on statements made under hypnosis. And looking at this in other states is interesting. Let's get the perspective from Michelle Welsh. She's an attorney and law school professor who has decades of experience in this arena. And she's also a practicing psychic medium and the owner of Soultopia, which is a very big growing chain of metaphysical stores headquartered in Dallas. So it's perfect to have her on. Hey, Michelle, I know that you were out with your crew, so we appreciate you coming on with us.
Oh, no, that's great. Tomorrow's my birthday, or actually almost today is my birthday. So it's a great day to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. So the first question is, I come from a family of attorneys. You're an attorney and a law school professor and a practicing psychic medium. That's going to make you probably the center of attention at all cocktail parties.
Well, a little bit. And just so we'll be accurate, am not right now teaching or adjunct professing law school, being a professor of law school at SMU. I've taken a little hiatus from that because my stores are just killing it right now. We're doing so well. But I did teach trial ad at SMU, at Southern Methodist University. So I do know this, and I've practiced law in from every direction you can imagine, from the Court of Appeals to defense, criminal defense, and the being a prosecutor. So from every angle. And yeah, it's very interesting this how we get testimony and how you get reliable testimony and whether or not you are going to put any suggestions in anyone's mind when you're trying to get them to recall testimony. So the big issue here is, you know, they're calling hypnosis junk science and you know, all that kind of stuff. And I don't really have a big thing even with my stores to say, oh, I'm fighting for hypnosis, it's so great. What I'm saying is just look at the law here, and it looks like Abbott, the reason he vetoed the bill is because he believes that an amendment went too far, and it said that the statements could not ever be used again, and that they would not ever be able to be it would provide immunity for these statements for all time. And so that's what he had trouble with. But now it's opened up a whole thing about looking at hypnosis in general. It's not the first time they've looked at it, though.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, as you said, in just looking at it from the legal perspective, that certainly makes sense to me, what you just said there. But how effective, you know, you wonder how effective is it? Because obviously there's a reason why, you know, Texas trains and promotes the use of it, because it must have worked with police officers and other law enforcement.
Exactly. So other states use it. And what Texas did, and I'm not sure, I think this is a Texas ruling. There's a group of tests that you would go through, ZANI, Z-A-N-I, these little threshold things. And it'd be things such as you couldn't know any facts about the case. Like going in, you would have to go in cold as an examiner, as a hypnotist. So no suggestibility there. You just certain threshold things that the hypnotist would have to go through. So it would really, they tried to put in place these, by training these hypnotists, things that would make it more a safety precaution to not suggest things to the witness. So that would make it even, you know, a better test than if you were using it in, say, Texas or another state where you didn't have any of those threshold requirements of, let's call what would later be the expert witness, not the testimony, not the eyewitness, but the expert witness being the hypnosis, the person who did the hypnosis.
Yeah.
If,
wow.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So they train them to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense. And it'll be interesting to see what happens even in some other spots with it, because I know that it's growing, and it's like anything else, is if it's effective and it keeps being shown to be effective in enough arenas, then, of course, more people are going to use it, because if it's a tool that helps, then that's a tool that a lot of departments across the country would use.
And you know what's kind of really interesting, and I'll say really fast, is if it's not effective, if they're showing you know, that we don't want it to be used because it could suggest something wrong to something, you know, to the eyewitness, let's say. It could suggest something that's not correct to them. Then in something such as stopping smoking, then it might be something that would be very good because it could suggest to you, hey, you can stop smoking. So if it's suggestible in that way that it really, really will work, then perhaps maybe we need to look at that. In which ways is it suggestible in a good way if it's really not suggestible in ways that we don't want it to be, like in suggesting something that would be lead to convicting the wrong person?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you about Soultopia. You are crushing it, and we know that a lot of people are looking for answers, and we're hearing that across the country. So how did this start for you, and tell us about that?
Well, a typical story, just, and it's interesting because I think a lot of lawyers do have either a really left brain, but a lot of them actually are very right brained and they have a really good gut about them. But I always had that typical thing of I was that weird one that had this inner knowingness. So from a young age, and then I just like pretty things. I like crystals. I like things like that. And so, after a divorce, I just decided I'm going to combine the two. And yes, there are people. Our sales are up like 253%, and we are since COVID, and they were climbing before COVID. And it's not to take advantage of people. It's actually to empower people to help themselves and to help find their own answers to what's going on in their lives and to where they can go from here.
All right. So where can people go to find Soultopia?
So we're in the Dallas area. There's three stores. We have one in South Dallas and Bishop Arts. We have one in kind of mid-Dallas, the Carrollton area, and we have a brand new one in Frisco, Texas, right off of the toll road. Right there. Thank you for asking about that.
Yeah, Soultopia.guru, right?
Yeah, and it's in my book, The Magic of Connection, published by Llewellyn, is at www.michellewelsh.com, and, of course, by Llewellyn. So, yeah, either one of those, Soultopia or Michelle Welch, and you can find us. We're all over the place because it's just booming.
Yeah.
And people are just coming in droves. It's crazy how busy we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Metaphysical stuff is cool. I like it, too. I like the pretty things. I understand you get attracted to that. And you have that gift, so I do believe there's something to that for sure.
Yeah,
there's something to it. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for hanging with us. Happy birthday again. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. So interesting, you know, talking about, you know, hypnosis and what legally happens with that and the uses of hypnosis. And I've heard that before from some, you know, from some other people who say that it, you know, if you look at the hypnosis laws and across the board and where it's being accepted and what people are using it for, et cetera, that there definitely are uses for it. And like we just talked about there, if it is effective, then, you know, they're going to use it. I mean, if you're using any means to figure out or to find out or to gather information, then yeah, then, you know, that's what will happen. So in this case, in Texas, for now, that's being shelved, the hypnosis thing, as far as, you know, the governor vetoing it. But the police investigators in so many places are using it purposefully. And I looked up a lot of info on this and looked up places where it was effective. I looked at the Department of Justice, even in the archives, and in certain limited cases, they say the use of forensic hypnosis can be an aid in the investigative process. Witnesses to crimes have been able to recall certain facets of the crime while in a hypnotic state that they had not remembered without hypnosis. Isn't that interesting? Robert Janicki next. You don't want to miss this conversation.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue cost for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News. Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to this show, Robert Janicki. He's written a book called Looking Back, A Marine's Personal Experiences as an Infantry Squad Leader with the 3rd Marines in Vietnam. Bob, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me.
You and I talked off the air, and you said that this took you 30 years to write, and you had so much encouragement from your family. And I can only imagine, because you were reliving those experiences, is that was what was so tough to take you back to those jungles?
Yes, we were at the phone company, and we were allowed to create a veterans group that could speak live. And in preparation for that, we had to make notes, and we had to, you know, create storylines around our notes. So we picked some of the more powerful moments of our experiences in Vietnam. And there was 5 of us: officers, enlisted men, machine gunners, people like myself. So we learned, I learned there how to, you know, put some of my thoughts down. And then long after those speaking engagements, I still had my notes, and I started taking each one of my bullet items and expanding the story around that. And eventually it was a very long Word document, but then eventually it became a book over a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you were just a kid when you served, and so many were even younger than you, as you told me, even, you know, 18, 19 years old. And you served from September 1967 through October 1968. And immediately when I saw those dates, even before I read it, I realized, oh, that's the Tet Offensive in 68. What was that like?
It was horrific. We were up in the DMZ area, and when you know, the night that Tet started, it was a battle all night. And then starting the next day, our job as my Marine unit wasn't to sit in a base camp. Our job was to go out after the bad guys. So we were sent out as a company patrolling the Northern I Corps area over towards Hoi City, where a very large battle was taking place. And it turns out that our job at that point was to try to stop NVA soldiers coming from the north with supplies heading towards Wei. So we were a blocking force. But that battalion, that NVA regiment that was in Wei, got decimated and broken up into smaller groups, which they broke off, and we fought them for the rest of my time there. They were scattered all over northern Vietnam, and we chased them down, and we had fights.
And in the middle of these fights, I mean, it was, you know, you were such a tight group of guys. How difficult was it when you know, one by one, so many of the guys that you grew close to, you lost, and then you had to keep on fighting? I think sometimes that's lost on people what that is like in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of this jungle.
It's one of the things that haunts us the most. We had no time to grieve. We couldn't allow our emotions to drag us down. We had to think about the next second, the next minute, the next hour. So that's one of the biggest issues for Vietnam veterans, is we have tremendous survivor guilt that we didn't have a chance to mourn all these people that we loved and we trained with, and they were disappearing one day after another.
Yeah. So that's certainly one thing I think that a lot of people don't know about Vietnam vets. What do you think are some of the other things that people don't realize and things that you've written about?
Well, some of the biggest things is I just mentioned survival guilt. We all have, let's just backtrack a little bit. You know, there was no safe place in Vietnam. It wasn't like wars of the past where you had the enemy in front of you and you know, friendly people behind you. Units like ours, we were out there every single night, and we were in a 360-degree perimeter protecting ourselves. So these emotions, they don't just go away. So we have survivor guilt from the casualties that we took. From that, most of us suffer with severe depression, anxiety, enhanced startle factors. All these are all key elements from what our experiences were. And I didn't realize any of this until I joined a veterans outreach group in 1979. It was all combat veterans. And I thought all these emotions were mine, myself, to deal with. And I immediately learned that all these other veterans were sharing the exact same thoughts and feelings I had. And it was a huge relief in one way that I wasn't alone in this. I mean, it was still very hard to deal with, but these are all common effects that trauma has on a veteran, regardless of Vietnam or Iraq, Afghanistan. We all suffer these emotions that were delivered to us.
Yeah, that shows you the power of that group, and all the way to 1979 for you to find that group. And
yes, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. And when people read your story, what do you hope they take away from reading this story?
Well, the story is, it's just, you know, it's through my eyes in my infantry unit. But from reading it, they will learn the feelings that we went through, the chemistry of the war, the jungles, the rice paddies. We didn't serve in the southern part of Vietnam, which is called the Delta. We were just up in the rice paddies in the jungles. But it's the feelings, the emotions that we carried with us every day, everything from joyful laughter in, you know, real difficult situations to, you know, the sorrow of loss. But to understand the pride that every single one of us has for serving our country, the pride that we have for serving in an extremely difficult war, and the horrible pain that we were delivered when we came home and were completely shunned and abused by, you know, our fellow Americans.
Yeah, talk about that. That's the other part of the story, of course, when you look back.
Yeah.
Was that surprising to you after going through all the things that you went through?
Well, you know, you experience it when you're going through training and stuff. You can see them out in the street corners, you know, away from the bases. But now to go to a war, go through some horrific times, and then come back, and they were blatantly brutal. Eggs being punched out, things even worse than that. It taught, you know, what it told us to do, it told us to shut up. And that's one of the worst things that could ever happen to a soldier, is not to allow them to talk about their experiences and share their pride and their honor for serving their country. So everybody that's listened to this that has a veteran in their family know that they, inside that shell of theirs, they are extremely proud. They're bursting with pride, but we've never been able to openly share those feelings.
And you and I also talked about this, and by the way, you can get Robert Janicki's book, of course, Looking Back, on Amazon, but going to the Vietnam Wall and what that's like, and thank goodness we do have at least the Vietnam Wall, and you see people looking at it, and people, even younger people who don't understand, Bob, what the war was, I think there's something to, hey, this is a marker at least to let you know, as you said, the pride, look at the people, look at the loss. What's that like for you when you go there?
It's extremely solemn. It's, you do a lot of soul searching. You're among your friends, and you can allow yourself to be that. It's, the wall is, the names of the casualties are chronological and, you know, by date. So you can track down a name, and then you can just see, keep searching forward or backwards from that name and find other names of the men that you served with. It's extremely emotional. Sometimes I go there by myself. Sometimes I go there with my family. It's just a place where you can just show your love for these men that you served with. And it's extremely emotional. It's not an easy visit. And it opens up a lot of emotions without even any words shared. Cause it brings back a lot of memories. They're really, you know, an awful lot of memories.
Yeah, tough, tough, tough memories. Well, thank goodness you started this group, and that has flourished, the AT&T group, and that in 1979, as you said, you were able to get in that one group that was so powerful to release what was happening. And the more that happens, I think, the better for so many veterans listening, don't you think?
I agree. You know, when we started the group, my goal was, not the group, but I started a newsletter at the phone company. And I, you know, based on my experiences from my counseling group, what I want to do is start bringing Vietnam veterans together. So I had them supply anybody who was listed, you know, interested in my newsletters. They send in their name, the city that they worked in, the building that they worked in, and the location in that building. And every time I published a newsletter, the listings of all the veterans in the company were listed by building. So they had an opportunity to search each other out, and it took off like a rocket ship. And we held Veterans Day ceremonies, Memorial Day ceremonies. We got company approval to fly the POW flag and all of our flag poles. So it gave us a lot of, it gave us the ability to show our pride for our country and our dedication to our country.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your service and for this amazing book, Looking Back, Robert Janicki. We appreciate you coming on.
Okay, thank you very much, Kate.
Look thinking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realized I was a man, I suppose I am.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, a full boat when it comes to the mail. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. We go to this one first from Travis, who is in Maryland listening to us. He says, "Hey, Kate, I stream your show all the time. I love it. I've been telling my buddies about it, so I'm not just trying to suck up to you, as it were. I'm just trying to tell you I remember hearing you in New York, and then I transitioned into finding you with your show, America Tonight. You know, you've been talking about these building collapses and things that have been happening with infrastructure. Have you seen the story, and perhaps it's because I'm here, of what is being talked about as far as the office building collapse in D.C. and that there were people that, you know, were hurt, and there were nearby business owners that narrowly feel like they escaped what could have been disaster. And it just goes to show you, I mean, I think it's getting closer and closer. I mean, how much more do we need to see happen until just in general infrastructure with buildings and certainly the highways and bridges as part of the infrastructure deal comes to bear. So I think it stopped the insanity. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Thanks for that, by the way, listening and following me back in my New York days and finding the national show. I appreciate it. But I think what you're talking about, I know what you're talking about, is I saw some vid on this that there were firefighters who had to just crawl through layers of rubble, if you were, for about an hour on Thursday night. They rescued a construction worker from this building that collapsed in Northwest D.C., and it was, you know, crazy. I mean, it just collapsed. It was one of those pancake collapses. Three floors of debris, 8 inches of space around the guy they ultimately rescued, though. A dog sniffed out the spot where he was and helped the firefighters get to that spot and be able to remove him. So, you know, you think about removal, and you've got chainsaws, you've got electric saws, you've got pry bars, you've got, you know, manual labor being done by these firefighters. And the great news is when they pull someone to safety. I mean, that's what a firefighter lives for, and that's what we all want to see, too, by the way, that this construction worker who's trapped in this collapsed building gets pulled out. So two homes had to be evacuated. But they didn't think that they were in danger of collapsing, but they were right on top of it, really, really close. In fact, a guy in the house near it said he was getting ready to take a nap. The building next door collapsed. He heard it. It said it just shook everything and immediately jumped on 911. I'm aware of it. You know, it's now all of a sudden it's like everybody's more aware of what's happening with buildings and codes and checking and all of that. And speaking of that, plenty of you had plenty of opinions about the Surfside collapse. I got this one from Keith. Kate, I used to live in Miami, and I know those big towers in Surfside and even in downtown Miami and even some of the hotels there, and it makes me wonder about all of that, especially when you think of some of the water damage and the sinking that's been talked about. I mean, this is clearly part of why that happened. And I think anybody in a high condo should really, and if they're on a condo board, should really insist on knowing what's going on as far as when the buildings are being checked and what the structural overall report is for whatever building that you're living in, especially when you have floors upon floors upon floors, and definitely in the Miami area. Really depressing to see what's happened there and how hard they're working on trying to get as many people out as they can and realizing that this whole place really has to be demolished. I mean, of course, because you're not going to have the part of that up and then the rest of it is just debris. And they even had to stop it at one point. Well, yeah, because they're worried about the integrity of the building there, right there, that they're continuing to restrict access because to the collapse zone because of that. So engineers are doing tests and evaluations on that site to search into more areas to make sure it's safe so they can't keep moving along. And they are trying to make a decision about probably the likely demolition of what the rest of it is, the existing structure. Because, of course, there's no way that's going to stand. We know that. So all of it would come down. But the timing of that, there's still concerns about trying to get as many bodies out, I guess, as they can. I mean, they're concerned about 6 to 12 inches of movement. And there's a large column hanging from the structure that could fall and cause damage to the support columns to the garage area. So the whole thing is a mess. There's still 145 people unaccounted for. And people are being resilient, and they're committed to trying to help. I've talked about that closure of pulling people out, but certainly not at the risk of people who are among the living and who are trying to to help. Yeah, the president was down there and the first lady, and they met with some of the rescue people and first responders, and then went to what's now been a memorial wall near that collapse. And it's sad. I mean, it's, you know, been over a week, and they identified another victim. An 80-year-old woman was, you know, recovered. But for her family, that's closure. So at least 18 people are confirmed to have been killed, including four members of one family, where you had a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, the mother of the children, and the father, who was one of the first victims that was found. I mean, that's just very, very sad. 1,400 tons of building material has been removed from the site, though, already. Yeah, I mean, I said it. We're all talking about this. It's what we talk about on this show. And so thanks for all the emails, of course. And a lot of you emailed me with different aspects of, wow, what's happening there, what's happening at Surfside, any chance of, you know, finding anyone, you know, what do you think? All right, we move to this one from Joseph. He says, hey, Kate, I'm just kind of looking around at what's going on the Hill and what's happening on January, with what happened on January 6th and this panel that's being constructed to discuss that. And then you have, and I'm a lifelong Republican, and you have Kevin McCarthy, who is, you know, saying that House Republicans don't want to get involved in the select committee on that, on January 6th, because, you know, who are they going to tap and what's going to happen with it? And there's not a lot of interest in pursuing that. You know, the whole thing about this is, I don't understand why there couldn't be an open end. Okay, we're going to, from here to here, this is what we're looking at. We're going to get as much information as possible. Let's make this a bipartisan deal. Let's make it cut and dry. But I'm laughing to myself thinking, let's take the politics out of this, because how do you take the politics out of this? This is all about the politics, right? I mean, it is. You even had, who was it? You had New York Congressman John Katko, who brokered a bipartisan deal to come up with an independent investigation that was blocked by Senate Republicans. And he said he doesn't want to participate in any kind of a charged partisan exercise. You had Fred Upton from Michigan, same thing, who said it's not on my bucket list. So how many people are jumping into this where they don't want to jump into it? That this is the answer, right? You even had Congressman David Valdeo, who is a California Republican, who voted to impeach the former president and backed an independent commission. He said, no, I'm not interested. So it's the politics in between that, you know, who's going to choose who to be on this panel? A phrase that I'm tired of saying, but stay tuned. Send me your thoughts on anything. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.